This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of the program. In this hour, we're going to be joined by one of our favorite guys, one of our regular contributors, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein, is standing by to bring us up to speed on all the news happening from the Motor City to around the automotive world. Also coming up in hour number two of the program on many of these Auto World stations, we're going to open the hood, kind of throw it open, and do a little under-the-hood segment with ASC-certified mechanic Pam Oates. She's also the author of Car Care for the Clueless, and always fun to have Pam on board. And we'll be joined by Tom Cotter as well in hour number two. He's the guy that started a franchise a number of years ago with a barn find series of books. It all started with the Cobra in the barn, the Hemi in the barn, the Vincent in the barn, the Corvette in the barn. There's been more in the barns than you could possibly imagine, and he is arguably, in my opinion, probably the most financially successful automotive author of all time. But what a great guy he is, and we really look forward to having him with us. Telephone-wise, here's the number. We've also got other things in store for you guys as well. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email. More and more these days, people like to use the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Hey, by the way, don't forget, don't miss out, because one of my sponsors here has got a really cool thing, and all you have to do is send an email, get a pencil, write this down, get a pen, get a magic marker, whatever you need to do. Just write down either one of these email addresses, either dan@thelubepage.com, dan@thelubepage.com, or george@oilhelp.com. And if you email those guys up, they're going to hook you up with a really cool free offering that's good for an entire year. So don't miss out. And speaking of don't miss out, don't touch that dial, as they say, because we now bring forth to the program one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He's a contributor to NPR. You'll see him on John McElroy's program from time to time. He writes for a whole slew of publications, but he's also the publisher of his own, which is the DetroitBureau.com. Paul Eisenstein, welcome back to Auto World.
Hey, Bob, good to be with you.
Why don't we begin with some story that you've got up on the Detroit Bureau about Mary Farah, who, of course, is General Motors' chief executive officer. Evidently, there are some political rumors swirling around.
Yeah, Bob, it's been interesting the last few days watching what's going on with the auto industry and the new Trump administration. We should probably go through that and see what that has all translated into. But one of the things a lot of people were wondering was whether Mary Barra, the CEO and chairman of General Motors, might find a place in the new administration down in Washington. As you know, she's on an advisory council. She met with the president in D.C. just days after the inauguration, and again when he came through the Detroit area, about 6 weeks or so ago, met with all sorts of senior executives from across the auto industry. And there was speculation she would go down to that job, but has now squelched it. She says, quote, "I am 150% committed to this company, so don't expect Mary Barra to be leaving GM anytime soon."
interesting. And, Paul, I know myself as well as the listeners would really love to hear your insight on the Trump administration so far. We're 100 days in. And tell us a little bit about the impact so far and possible things that we might see in the not-too-distant future.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. I set out to do as non-political a story as I could in an incredibly politicized era to try to see what the folks in the auto industry were saying. And you have to understand that this is generally a conservative business, but a number of outspoken folks who are much more liberal and many people who are trying to find a way to balance their politics between personal politics and what is happening in the country. What I did discover was that there were many people, no matter what their politics, who were pleased to think that we may have some steps taken to address the new the tax code. A lot of people would like to see simplification of taxes. But that in itself was not very simple. One, a lot of people were disappointed that all we got was basically a one-page scribble. There really was no tax proposal, as you probably are aware, and the folks in the auto industry are extremely aware of that, that there really is no plan. There's just some ideas. So that was both an exciting thing for people and a disappointment. Curiously, where the auto industry is probably the most opposed to this administration has been on NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, which many of his followers, his strongest followers, wanted to see the president step in and try to eliminate the free trade agreement. He, during his campaign, made it sound like Mexico was stealing all these jobs. Well, the auto industry has been pressing hard, including a lot of dealers. They've been very upset and very politically active. And so they were extremely happy when the president did a 180 the other day, completely reversed himself and said that he is not going to get rid of NAFTA, will only try to negotiate some changes, and signaling that even those might not be as big as was originally expected. So here's a position where they're very happy when the president failed and very happy but skeptical as he moves forward on another pledge, which is, of course, taxes. And if you'd like, we can talk about a few other areas.
Sure, absolutely, Paul. I know there's been speculation about the upcoming CAFE requirements, the rather high numbers that are expected for 2025. There was some expectation that perhaps the Trump administration might do something about that. What's the latest on that score?
Well, we had some senior auto industry people meet in Washington just the other day on Friday with representatives, including the new Transportation Secretary Elaine Cho. And so a lot of people are trying to figure out exactly what that's going to bring. The president did say that he would reopen the so-called midterm review of the corporate average fuel economy standards, as you said, 54.5 miles a gallon by 2025. So a lot of people are waiting to see. I think there was some surprise that he didn't just plain out take steps to try to either end CAFE or reduce or delay those standards. He seems to be taking the cautious road, much more cautious than on other environmental issues, and saying the review will continue. There was a meeting on Friday. Many people are wondering what that means. There's talk that there will be a reduction in emission standards on things like diesel for heavy trucks and other emission standards, that he will effectively defund some of the investigations by the EPA, which worries a number of environmentalists and non-environments. The CAFE thing, people are wondering what he'll do. But here's the curious thing. A number of executives have told me that it almost doesn't matter. At this point, we're so far along, and planning has gone so far. Joe Hinrichs, who is the number three man at Ford, he's the president of the Americas, said it really doesn't matter. All the products that we were going to be developing are probably going to come out anyway. The only difference, no matter what the president does with CAFE, will probably be in the model mix. You'll still see see a lot of electric vehicles and hybrids and plug-ins and even hydrogen cars by 2025. It's just that the auto industry may be able to produce more trucks, for example, than they might have before. And in fact, Carlos Ghosn, who I spoke to, he's the head dog over at Nissan, Renault, and now Mitsubishi, and he said there won't be any changes at all in Nissan.
Interesting stuff, Paul. Hold that thought. We're coming back with lots more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hello to all of our great listeners joining us in Atlanta on WCFO, everybody up in Portland, Oregon on KPAM, K-P-A-M. Thank you so much, everybody in Corpus Christi, Texas, K-E-Y-S, everybody in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, listening on WCCM, and all of our other great affiliates, coast to coast, border to border, or if you're listening online around the world at GCNlive.com, welcome. My name is Bob Long, along with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein. We've been talking about the Trump administration, the first 100 days, and its effect on the automotive industry. And Paul, now let's talk about another interesting story. This one is a little bit of a battle between Waymo, which is one of the autonomous vehicle manufacturers.
Waymo, Bob. Waymo is the guy who makes the hula hoops and the like. Yeah.
That's right. The old infomercials on TV. You're absolutely right. But tell us about this gentleman Anthony Lewandowski, who reportedly took more than 14,000 documents with him when he moved over to Uber.
Yeah, Anthony Lewandowski has been a big player in autonomous technology for quite some time. You may recall he was the face of the Google autonomous vehicle program before our old friend John Krafcik, the former head of Hyundai Motor America, wound up taking over the company there. And I have a feeling he may have felt it got a little bit too crowded up on top. He decided to leave, went over and formed a company called Otto. And, Bob, many of our listeners won't know the name Otto until they recall a few months back when there was a self-driving truck that delivered, 50,000 bottles of, Coors or was it Budweiser, out in Colorado. It was the first time an autonomous truck, heavy-duty truck, went across the state to deliver from the factory to the warehouse. That company, Otto, was then acquired by, of all things, Uber. Uber itself, it may seem odd, but this company that has all these drivers working for it actually wants to get rid of them all. It wants to have fully driverless vehicles, and you can understand it. The biggest expense they have is their driver. So the goal of Uber is to get the driver out of the car and go fully driverless. And they hired Lewandowski, bought his company Otto. Here's the problem: if you believe the allegations, and I have to underscore it, they're allegations. Lewandowski took, as you said, something like 14,000 documents with him when he left Google, or what's now known as Waymo. And Waymo is suing Uber. It's a very nasty lawsuit. It's out in the courts right now. And as a result, Lewandowski has had to step out of day-to-day operations in many areas. He can't talk about a lot of stuff, and we're waiting to see if he's basically going to get into some serious trouble. He could even face some criminal charges, though whether that'll happen, we don't know. But this is probably one of the biggest battles in Silicon Valley right now, a place where they like to battle it out over intellectual property. And there are some other battles going on out there, and many of them are, in fact, focused on autonomous vehicles, which could revolutionize the auto industry in the not-too-distant future.
It's going to be very interesting the years ahead. You mentioned Carlos Ghosn in the first segment, and I noticed a story you've got up at the Detroit Bureau.com in which Carlos Ghosn is ruling out a full Nissan-Mitsubishi merger. In his words, he says Mitsubishi needs to reform itself. And one thing I will say, in the press vehicles that I've had from Mitsubishi in recent times have been a whole lot better than we've seen from the company in quite some time. But this merger isn't going to happen, Paul. Huh?
No. Now, those who follow the industry may recall that it wasn't all that long ago Mitsubishi was on the border of collapsing. This is a company that once was one of the hottest automakers in the global auto industry, certainly in the United States. They were getting very, very big, and they made a series of horrible mistakes. They did that. Remember that ninja loan, Bob?
I do. Yes.
Yeah, no income, no jobs, no assets. Walk into a dealership, say, I want a Mitsubishi, and they would just about do a, give a car to anyone.
Exactly.
Was, many people then walked away when the first payment was actually due after about a year, and they got stuck with major, major losses. In Japan, that and some other mistakes wound up leaving them a few years ago about to go bankrupt, and a bunch of banks stepped in, saved the company, and forced it to start to reform. But then, because that wasn't a bad enough mistake, it turned out that they were cheating on fuel economy tests in Japan. It doesn't appear they cheated on their numbers here, but that nearly broke them. And at this point, a new white knight stepped in. That was Nissan. They stepped in to buy a controlling stake, and they now run Mitsubishi under Japanese law. Carlos Ghosn has given up the CEO position at Nissan. He's now the chairman at Mitsubishi, and he is on top of them. There's a half dozen or more senior executives who've moved over from Nissan to help reform Mitsubishi, and many thought they would just merge it right in. Well, they want to keep it as a standalone company, an alliance partner, just like Renault is. But I think you're going to see a lot of changes nonetheless. You're going to start seeing joint vehicle development. For example, they're talking about developing a small pickup truck that they build in Southeast Asia. You're going to probably see the two companies share their electric vehicle program. Both companies, Mitsubishi and Nissan, are big on EVs and other electrified vehicles, and you'll see more. The good news is, if you are a Mitsubishi fan, I think that's going to mean more and better products here in North America. To your point, Bob, the Outlander, now we're getting the Outlander Sport and more vehicles. I think Mitsubishi, we could see them start to get back on the map again. You may recall, for those who loved the old Eclipse, they showed a concept version of the Eclipse in the Geneva Motor Show. And or was it Chicago? I'm drawing a blank on which one they showed where. Anyway, the Eclipse Sport Eclipse Cross, sorry, is not the old sports coupe, but a sports coupe crossover SUV. So that's a sign of another product we're likely to see in the near future.
It's going to be interesting to watch. And as long as we're talking finances, I understand General Motors had a pretty good earnings a quarter here, rising 34%, and it appears that pickup trucks and SUVs and crossovers continue to deliver the sales and deliver the bucks to GM.
Yeah, very definitely. So we had a pretty good score. Two out of three Detroit makers wound up not just in the black, but solidly in the black. Big gains. GM up 34%. Fiat Chrysler nearly doubled their income from last year. Both beat expectations. The only one down was Ford.
Isn't that surprising? When we come back on the other side, we'll touch on that a little bit more, and then we're going to talk some interesting legislation that may be introduced, the National Historic Vehicle Register Act, and I believe this is going to be a good thing. More with Paul Eisenstein around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He's one of my favorite guests, favorite contributors, Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. You're listening to Auto World. Thanks so much for being here, Paul. Before we go any further, let's remind folks about your newsletters, your RSS feeds, and all the other goodies that you got.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. People who are interested in any aspect of the auto industry, whether they're looking for information about buying or selling, spy shots, reviews, news, or just want to be an auto insider, they can come to thedetroitbureau.com. Thedetroitbureau.com. It is free, and we'll even help you stay on top of the world by advising you whenever we have a new story up. You can sign up for our newsletters, get an alert every time we put a story up, and there's a lot. Daily updates, weekly updates, even monthly updates. We also have RSS and, of course, Twitter feeds, and everything is free.
That's great. Free is a magical word today. Let's follow up a little bit on the first quarter results. GM and the folks at FCA have something to celebrate about, but I'm a little bit surprised that Ford's profits slid 35%. I know they had a bunch of recalls in there, and I guess outside of the light truck marketplace, some sluggish sales. What were some of the other contributors to Ford's first quarter decline?
Yeah, there were a lot of things that seemed to go wrong for Ford for the first quarter of this year. And by the way, here's the interesting thing. Just like GM and Fiat Chrysler, they actually beat the Wall Street expectations. So there is a good side to what happened in Ford. They didn't lose, I shouldn't say lose, they didn't drop as much as had been expected, and they still were in the black. They were just down 35%. And by the way, you might not cry too much when you realize that they were still earning about $1.6 billion. I'll take about 10% of that and feel very happy, Bob. But, you know, if you're looking at what went wrong, well, declining sales. Ford has seen overall a big drop here in the U.S. They've dropped more than the overall market. Increased recall costs. They got hit with a bunch of recalls in the first quarter. They have rising prices for things like steel and other materials. And they also, in Mark Fields, he's the CEO, in his words, they made an investment into Ford's future. So they also spent an awful lot of money retooling things like their plant over in the Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne, Michigan, which is going to be switching from building very slow-selling passenger cars like the Ford Focus to produce light trucks like the reborn Bronco and Ranger models that they'll be bringing back in the very near future. So, you know, it's not entirely bad news. One place they didn't do well was in China, where they saw their sales screech to a halt, or I should say the growth that they've been having in recent years. And that's partially just because the Chinese have taken steps that slowed the entire automotive market down. So, yes, I think a lot of people were disappointed that Ford didn't have the same sort of growth as their crosstown rivals, but it wasn't a disaster for Ford. We're going to be watching the next few quarters to see if they can rebound.
As we pointed out, Ford had some recall trouble. Toyota is having some recall trouble right now with their Tacoma. Tell us about that one, Paul.
Yeah, they recalled about 230,000, if I recall. And there was an oil leak problem that could increase the risk of a crash, among other things. Apparently, it can cause the rear wheels to lock up. It's oil from the differential that can cause it to lose control. And they say that owners should watch out for things like increases in noise from the rear and some issues with propulsion, because obviously that's going to impact power to the rear wheels.
Another story which caught me off guard this past week that we need to talk about, and that was a comment from Sergio Marchionne from Fiat Chrysler, and he kind of made a casual comment about potentially selling off what is considered to be kind of the crown jewel. Yeah, the crown jewel of the company. Jeep and certainly Ram in recent times has done extraordinarily well. How true is this potential casual comment, and what potential impact could this have on the Dodge and Chrysler brands has me a little concerned.
Well, this is one of those things where even the slightest word from somebody at the top, whether you're a president or a president of a company, can have major impact, and sometimes those words come out of the blue. He was asked during a conference call to discuss the Fiat Chrysler first quarter earnings. One of the senior analysts here in the U.S. said, what would you think about the possibility of selling off Jeep or Ram? Is that something you'd consider? And Marchionne responded simply, yes. No follow-up. This is the weird part. This was a call for analysts, not for journalists. And the weird part was nobody asked the obvious follow-up question. So where he's taking this, how serious this is, and so on, we just don't know. But the fact is, they might consider that. The same analyst went out and did some numbers and estimated that either of those brands, well, certainly Jeep, would be worth more than the market values the entire company. Right.
Yeah.
In other words, if somebody came along and said, I'll write you a check just to buy Jeep, it would be cheaper for them to go and buy all of Fiat Chrysler's outstanding stock. That's how valuable Jeep is. The rest of the company's holding it back. The Ram division is nearly as valuable on paper as is Jeep. So what they're planning to do, would they consider selling it? We don't know. What we do know is that Marchionne has been saying for some time that he wants to find a merger partner or somebody to buy FCA. Maybe he's trying to put out some sort of signal a little bit different from what he put out before, because having the for sale sign for the entire company hasn't seemed to work.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting story to watch. And certainly when you look at Jeep, like you say, they're red hot. There's lots of great new product around the bend from Jeep. And, of course, the Trailhawk and the adolescent vehicle for folks like Paul and myself, the 707-horsepower rendition of the Grand Cherokee was just co-introduced at Moab, Utah for the Easter Jeep Safari, as well as at the New York International Auto Show. And people just can't seem to get enough of Jeeps, and that's not only in this country, but worldwide as well. Speaking of a company that folks can't seem to get enough of, and that's Tesla. Continue to see more Teslas down here where I presently reside in the greater Orlando area. If you go to California, they're all over the place. If you go to a lot of the big cities on the East Coast, they're all over the place. But I understand one of their top executives has left the company after a feud with the rather unique CEO, Elon Musk. I have never had the pleasure of interviewing him, Paul. Love to get your take on this story, as well as ask you if you've ever had the opportunity to sit down with him.
Yeah. Well, let me go into it this way. Yeah, I've spent some time with Elon Musk, and he's a fascinating man, a tough man. I think that if given the chance to work for him, I'd probably run in the other direction. Everything I understand about working for him is that it is one of the toughest, most difficult situations on the planet. I know a number of people, not just one or two, a number of people who have worked for him, and the number that stick around for a long time is very, very small. Remember, the co-founder of Tesla was essentially forced out. A number of auto industry people from all over the industry have left. The folks who are putting together several competing companies, electric startups, including Faraday Future and Lucid, many of them left Tesla because they just couldn't work for Elon Musk. It is a challenge for that company. And this was just yet another person who was on the company they acquired, Claude Roman. No surprise he left as well.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the National Historic Vehicle Register Act. You'll find out what it's all about with Paul Eisenstein.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. NorthAmericanDriver.com is where I put up a lot of my car reviews when they're not published other places. So check that out as well. And again, I encourage all you folks to get some free goodies from my sponsors at AMSOIL. Just shoot an email off to Dan at thelubepage.com or George at oilhelp.com. These guys are experts. These guys can help you determine which oil is best for your vehicle, truck, ATV, whatever you got, boat. They really have lots of great information, and they're going to hook you up with something free that I really can't tell you a whole lot about. All you have to do is send them an email. Please do so. George at oilhelp.com or Dan at thelubepage.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us. We're talking about all kinds of things, including an interesting piece of legislation which appears to be moving along, and certainly Paul, being from Michigan and myself having spent a lot of time in Michigan and having attended the Woodward Dream Cruise a number of times, I think that's great. This is great about the National Historic Vehicle Register Act. Tell us a little bit about the folks that are putting this together and what it means for everybody.
Bob, I got to tell you, I have got to tell you that the thing that impresses me most is that this is a piece of bipartisan legislation.
And hallelujah.
Congress, where they can't agree where which is up and which is down. Well, Senator Gary Peters from here in Michigan, along with Senator Rob Portman, a Republican from Ohio, have gotten together on, as you said, a new piece of legislation. It's proposed. It has not passed yet. It's called the National Historic Vehicles Register Act. And one of the things that they want to do is create a registry of all sorts of historic vehicles. That includes not just automobiles, the motorcycles, trucks, and commercial vehicles across the country, going back to the very very early days. You might have vehicles just about forgotten as Ford's old original Capri and Monteer. We're talking about race cars. We're talking about early, like I said, motorcycles and even trucks as well as regular automobiles. Let me read you this quote. This is from Senator Portman. Ohio is the second biggest car-producing state in the union, and more than 90,000 Ohioans work in the auto industry. Making cars is part of who we are. And he notes that home in my garage, I have a Model T Ford with its original 1917 Ohio license plate, the same model and year that my dad drove to high school in Cincinnati. So you can see that there's a real passion from some sponsors of this bill who actually do enjoy old cars and are not just putting up a piece of legislation because somebody sponsored it, one of their backers came up with the money to get them to move.
Interesting. Well, let's hope it gets passed. It sounds like a great piece of legislation. Recently in New York, Porsche showed off a new rendition of the Panamera, which makes it into a wagon, kind of a shooting brake style wagon. And I think it does wonders for the vehicle design wise, kind of straightens out what is actually a beautiful vehicle, but not necessarily the most aesthetically beautiful vehicle. And now news out of Great Britain that Jag is going to be adding a wagon, the XXF Sport Brake. And this looks like also a looker, to say the least, Paul.
You know, it's interesting you said that, Bob, because they try to avoid the word wagon in every way possible. They're using words like shooting brake, crossover, Tour X. The industry has found that Americans will buy wagons, just don't call them that. And that is what a lot of makers are doing right now. They're finding euphemisms for all these vehicles. So Jaguar, which is actually even in Europe, which is a wagon market, they've been using the term shooting brake. And if you look at it, it's a very attractive version with more cargo space than the standard Jaguar XF. But it doesn't have the big bulk of their F-Pace, the big sport utility vehicle. There's a number of other non-wagon wagons coming to the market. Of course, we just heard recently, we saw the new Tourx, a crossover wagon version of the Buick Regal that'll be coming in soon from Europe. And one of my favorites is the new Volvo V90 Cross Country. Don't know if you had a chance to drive it yet. I have. It's pretty amazing. It's like a lot of the original Cross Countries, not the XC, not the big XC90. These really are pretty much wagons, much like what Subaru did when they created the Outback phenomenon. They took a wagon, they beefed it up a little bit. You get a higher ride height, some more cladding, and a few other things to make it a little bit more rugged. But basically, it is the V90 wagon. Now, to give you an idea how this market works, Volvo expects to be selling thousands of V90 Cross Countries. And maybe, if they're lucky, a few hundred V90 wagons.
Oh, wow. Still some reluctance on the part of the North American buyers, but I hope that reluctance fades away because some of these vehicles are extraordinarily beautiful, to say the least, and also, you know, when it comes right down to it, they're very useful. And it's funny how journalists seem to like wagons, but consumers do not. But I personally like wagons a lot.
Yeah, one thing agreed. That we absolutely agreed.
One thing we have to always be on the lookout for, we had an incident with FCA to do with some hacking, and with all the technology and all the stuff that we've got on today's vehicles, it's a potential hazard for folks who are in the business of causing trouble, hackers. And I understand Hyundai recently closed a potential problem with their BlueLink system.
Yeah, this was a bit of an embarrassment for the company. Like a lot of other automakers, it has been switching over to these remote app-based services that allow you to do all sorts of things. You can go in there and lock and unlock the car and in the case of the Hyundai Blue Link app, you could also remotely start it, which is great, right? A cold winter or a very hot day, you want to get the climate control tuned up. Here's the problem. Apparently, they have a bit of a hole that would allow almost anybody with not too much skill to actually take control of the vehicle remotely. That doesn't fly very well. Bob, have you had a chance to see the new Fast and Furious movie? Was that Fast and Furious 8 called Fate of the Furious?
I haven't seen it yet. Is that the one that's got the demon in it?
Well, it's got the demon, but it also has a hacker who takes control of all sorts of vehicles and causes mass chaos by remotely causing them to crash and everything. It doesn't look like that's something likely to happen anytime soon, but it certainly is something that we need to be aware of. The reality is that hackers are targeting the automobile, and they have a very ready opportunity there because of all the new technologies that are going into vehicles, and the fact that there are a lot of new open doors. There are ways to get into those vehicles potentially. I want to stress potentially through things like the built-in Wi-Fi, through some of the satellite connections that are going into cars, even through those tire pressure monitoring systems.
Wow.
That are wireless. And this was one of the biggest concerns for the gentleman who just stepped down as head of NHTSA just recently, Mark Roskin. One of his final acts was warning automakers they have got to try to address the issue of cybersecurity, because as cars get even more smarts on board, as they go autonomous and even driverless, it's going to be critical to find a way to make sure the bad guys don't get into all that electronics.
So true. We touched on Uber a little bit earlier in the hour, but this story kind of made me laugh in a way, but I guess the future is not that far off. Uber hopes to elevate riders with flying taxis. Push a button, get a flight. Are they actually serious?
That's a big question. Was this just something for them to play with and maybe get the attention off of the lawsuits, the sex discrimination investigation, the investigation of their founder and CEO, Travis Kalanick? I mean, Uber's had a lot of problems in the last few months, so they needed to get people talking about something very cool, and they just wrapped up a three-day seminar down in, I believe it was Dallas, in which they announced plans to start field testing drone-based taxis. In 2020, Bob.
Wow. Well, we read about it as kids, and maybe we'll actually see it in our lifetime, Paul. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be with you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. My name is Bob Long. Again, check out thedetroitbureau.com.
Attention Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Tyler, tired. Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.